Shalom Aleichem, Abiyafa, Ptich 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daf Yud, Tamura 10a, pagination is 19. We'll start towards the bottom of the page at the beginning of a line, Masnisen, about a quarter of the way up. Ein Mamirin, you cannot do a Tamura. Again, this is an exchange of an animal. You want to do a non-Kodesh animal as an exchange for a Kodesh animal. Ein mamirin lo evorim ba'uvorim. A limb of this animal in exchange for the fetus that's within a carbon. V'lo uvorim ba'uvorim. And I can't designate the fetus of a chulin animal in exchange for the limb of a Kodesh animal. And likewise, fetus and limbs cannot be the exchange of a complete animal. And a complete animal cannot be the exchange for the uvarim or evarim. These kind of exchanges do not work. What we are going to see is, number one, a dissenting opinion in a specific case, and also that in general there is holiness possible on a fetus, just that it doesn't work in the application of Tamura. Just a side thought to contemplate. The Mishnah did a comparison between Evarim and Ubarim. Evarim being limbs and Ubarim being the fetus. It would be a curiosity to know if there is any relationship between these two words. They're similar. One is Ayin Beis Reish and one is Aleph Beis Reish. Aleph and ayin are similar in certain ways. Is there any, on a deeper level, any language relationship between Aver and Ubar? We do find, for example, an expression, Uber Yerech Imo. A fetus is an extension, it's like a limb of the mother, according to one approach, how to define a fetus. So just a curiosity if there's a relationship between Aver and Ubar. In any case, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mamirin Evarim Bishalemim. There's such a thing as designating a specific limb of an animal as an exchange for a shalem, for a complete animal. Avalo shalemim bohen. But you can't do a full animal as an exchange for the limb. Rabbi Yossi explains, Omer Rabbi Yossi va'alo b'mekdoshim, when you're making something kadosh, ha'omer ragla shazu ola, if you say the leg shall be an ola, kula ola, it works and it spreads to the entire animal. It's not rejected. Af kishen yomer ragla shazu tachas zu, same way, when you say the leg of this shall be the replacement of that animal, it would work as a tamura, activate the kedusha, te kula tamura tachteo, and the entire animal becomes a tamura. Not anything novel in making the animal a tamura, but the wording should be accepted, because such wording does indeed create a carbon. Continuing on the theme of a fetus, where the Mishnah said that a fetus cannot be a tamura, an exchange, but we do encounter that a fetus can have status and can be dealt with. The famous case is a case in Kiddushin. Hukar ubara, if a man's wife is noticeably pregnant, there's a discussion regarding kiddushei ubar. For the husband, the father, to marry off that fetus if it turns out that it's female. Of course, a separate connected discussion is the general concept of a father marrying off the daughter. But we can paint a scenario where it would be readily accepted to appreciate why someone would do that. If the father, God forbid, is terminally ill, he wants to make sure that the child is provided for, he could theoretically do such a thing. We want to know if it works. And such a thing definitely does exist. On the second line of the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddusha chola al ubarin. If a person wants to make an animal kodesh as a korban, but the animal as yet is only a fetus, Rabbi Yochanan says it works. And the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, the next staff, actually discusses a case where the mother is a ba'alas mum, is blemished, and cannot be a korban, but the fetus may very well be eligible. Turning on to Amud Beis, about a quarter of the way down, the last word on the line is ketzad, and the Gemara introduces a case that certainly if we think back to the Masechta Bechoros, we can appreciate in the context of fetus becoming Kodesh. Again, in the case of Temura, it didn't work. Rabbi Yochanan says in the case of Korban, it would work. Says the Gemara, quoting a Mishnah later on in our Masechta, Ketzad ma'arimin al ha-bechor. How can a person do a trick to take the Bechor away from the Kohen who's supposed to get it, to sidestep the Kohen and actually benefit from the animal? So the Rambam in his wording, bringing this halacha, points out, Ketzed ma'arimim, for a different hektish. You can't really avoid giving the animal to the Kohen. But if you'd make it a different hektish, then the hektish would precede the Kohen's rights, and therefore the Kohen's rights of Bechor would not kick in. Hamivakeres, if you have an animal that's in its first pregnancy, it's ready to give birth to its firstborn, Shaisa Me'uberes, it's pregnant, Omer, he could say, Mashe B'me'eho Shel Zu, whatever's in the womb of this animal, Ola is a carbon Ola. And that would be a male animal that Ola would be relevant to. And Bechor is by a male animal. And he circumvented the rights of the Kohen by making it a carbon Ola before the laws of Bechor began. Yolda Zachar, if indeed it turns out to be a male animal, Harezu Ola, it would be a carbon Ola. The Gemara says, Alma Kadosh Uber. You see that an Uber, a fetus, could be Kadosh. This is the idea that at a certain moment, it becomes relevant. In the case of Bechor, it's with birth. It's Peta Rechem. Other mitzvahs, we have to know, each mitzvah according to when it takes effect. A person who's kneading a dough. So when it becomes a dough, for example, a person is Megayer, so we want to know, was it a dough already while they were not yet Jewish? Or did it only become a dough after they became Jewish? It's a Mishnah in Chulin. These are critical moments that we're paying attention to. If he would proceed Kedusha of a korban on this fetus before the bechor would take effect, then following this rule that an uber could become designated as a korban, the kohen would indeed not get it as a bechor, and the owner would be able to use it to discharge an obligation of a korban ola, for example, instead. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.